Congressman Don Young has passed two milestones this month. Saturday, he surpassed the late Senator Ted Stevens for the number of years in federal elected office. And earlier this month, he marked his 40th year since he was first elected in a special election in 1973. In the November 1972 election, Representative Young lost to incumbent Nick Begich, who had died in a plane crash. Begich's son, Mark, is now U.S. Senator. APRN's Washington correspondent Peter Granitz caught up with Representative Young this morning. They started by discussing what's changed in Washington during his four decades in federal office.
When I first came down here, staffs were smaller. You only went home once a month. You only had 12 trips. You voted by teller vote or voice vote. You didn't have electronic voting. You had no television. And we were more of an amiable group because our families are here. So it was a better, I would say, more understanding groups of one another and better respect for one another than right now. And I really blame that on the instantaneous communication with the general public by the media outlets that are trying to make news all the time.
What's your greatest legislative accomplishment?
Representing the people of Alaska, and every little constituent's ever asked me to do anything, I've got a good record doing that. I like to, if I could say, if you want to look at the big pieces of legislation, the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline started in the House. The Magnuson-Stevens Act started in the House. The 91 Land Claims Act started in the House, not the 71, the 91 Land Claims Act started in the House. Those are major pieces of legislation. The CDQ program started in the House. Having said all that, I've passed more legislation than any other congressman in Congress now, signed into law.
You surpassed Senator Stevens earlier this month as the longest-serving Alaskan federal office. When he lost re-election in 2008, the state lost a lot of clout in Washington.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Has it gained any of it back?
Oh, I think it has. We had a great team going, Ted and I did. It very little failed. If he passed it, and he always gave me credit for it, I had to get it out of the House, and I was good in retaining it. If I passed something, he always said I couldn't always do what Don wanted to do in the Senate. But we worked together as a team very effectively, and I think we're doing that now. It just takes time. Ted had very nearly 40 years in, or he had 40 years in. It takes time to gain that seniority and that relationship with both sides of the aisle.
Is your power waning?
No. Did I have more power when I was chairman of the Transportation Committee? Yes. Does my power wane? There is nobody that doesn't know me in the House. But, the chance of me being a chairman of a full committee is still probably as good as any freshman ever elected.
Republicans have historically been the party who say term limits. I think Newt Gingrich was a proponent of that after he probably would have surpassed his own term limits.
I never signed the contract.
Right, I agree.
One of the reasons, because when you're a single member state like Alaska, term limits, you might as well stay home and go fishing. Then California and Florida and Texas and New York would run this country with term limits. It's nonsense.
But I'm curious about who's coming up. What do you want your successor to look like?
Well, I don't really care who my successor is, as long as he's got the feeling. My biggest concern is in the state of Alaska, this nation, is our nation became great because we had the opportunity under a mantle of freedom for entrepreneurship and a profit motive and betterment of one's life. And that's been taken away. It's being taken away every day. That's happening in Alaska. I remember when I first went up there, we were building roads. We were thinking about building dams. We had imagination beyond one's belief. There was nothing we couldn't do, including Bill Egan and Wally Hickel, two of the great leaders. We had the desire to achieve, and now we're living pretty good off of one resource. And you don't have anybody with imaginative minds about the vision and taking the gamble and the risk. Because it may not get reelected.
Congressman Don Young talking with APRN's Peter Granitz.